Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe, catching up with Patriots center Ryan Wendell here on a beautiful Wednesday in Foxborough. Got the big kid shirt going on. You know, you're the starting center of the Patriots. All's good these days, huh?
Yeah, life is good. Enjoying the beautiful weather out here in Foxborough, getting ready to get it going this summer and get ready for the next season.
Well, Monday, you know, Monday, April 15th, it's tax day. Around here, it's the marathon, always a big Red Sox game. But really, the most important thing for you guys is the first day of the offseason program. What's the excitement level like when all you guys gather back more formally for the start of the offseason program?
It's great. I mean, I love this time of year. You know, the 2013 team is going to be together for the first time. We're going to see how it's forming up with new guys that are coming in and guys that left. You know, the 2012 season's behind us, and we're focused about just becoming a group and all getting better together.
Not going to dwell on the 2012 season, but that was the first season where you sort of became an entrenched starter. You started every game, and when you look at your career going from really zero games and a practice squatter to starting 16 games, does anything change for you this offseason, having had the kind of year you just had?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, I just need to focus on doing all the things that helped me to get to this point, and those things are just following the examples of the guys around me that have taught me how to be a pro and just coming in each day and doing my job like the coaches asked me to.
And do you change the way you interact with your teammates? I mean, every year it seems, especially in the offensive line, there are guys who were in your shoes that are just trying to get that break to make make a mark on the team. Do you have an opportunity to take some of the younger guys and maybe guys who are drafted this year and kind of teach them the ropes and show them what it takes to get to and build up to a point that you're at?
You know, I think that each guy, I mean, myself included, we just come in every day and work hard. And if that sets an example for a younger guy, then that's good. If not, then those guys might get pushed along by the coaches or something else might motivate them. For us, I think it's just about coming in each day and just, you know, putting your nose to the grindstone and working hard.
How important is it for the offensive line to have the stability that it looks like you guys are going to have with all, you know, really only Donald Thomas among the contributors from last year having moved on? How critical is that, especially with the coach that you guys have in Dante Scarnecchia, to maintain that continuity?
Yeah, I mean, it's professional football, so guys are coming and going all the time. But the fact that we do have guys returning is great. There's a comfort level there, and that always makes things a little bit easier. You know, on the offensive line, it's five guys all working together. So the more comfortable you can be with the guys around you, the better it is. But the new guys that come in, we'll learn them, they'll learn us, and we'll get it going.
Do you take note of offseason moves that the team makes? For instance, wide receiver, a lot of comings, a lot of goings, and on the defensive side as well. Is Monday a day where you kind of get to know guys and start to get to know guys? How do you assess and how do you view the offseason in general with all the moves the team makes?
I like to pay attention. You know, I'm a football fan. I'm a fan of the business and the product that the NFL puts out on the field. So I always follow our moves because I like to know what guys are going to be in the locker room with me coming up and what guys are going to help us win. So I've seen a couple of these names coming in, and I'm excited to get a chance to meet those guys on Monday.
All right, let's have you rank all the moves. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. We're not in the business of ranking them here. But how about the draft? I mean, do you like the draft? Do you watch the draft closely and see what kind of guys will be coming in from the college ranks?
I do. I am a fan of the draft. I like to watch it. I didn't get to watch as much college football this past season. You know, I was a little bit busy. But
that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I enjoy watching college football and seeing the guys that are going to be able to come in and help us out.
Awesome. Well, it's a really exciting time because the offseason program is coming, and halfway through the offseason, it flies by. So we'll be looking forward to catching you in these spring mini camps, and soon enough, the season will be here. There'll be games right in this field. You excited about that?
Really excited to get back out here and play.
All right, Ryan Wendell, thanks a lot for joining us. That's going to wrap it up for now from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.